Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the president of LED Source Franchise Opportunity, Marcel Fairbairn. And LED Source launched a franchise program and gained the recognition of becoming North America's first and only franchisor of LED lighting. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine this week, Marty. How are you?
Good, good. Doesn't it feel like 5 minutes from our last show? It's just,
yeah, it's just
saying earlier, the weeks just go by, don't they?
Yeah, it does. go awfully quick. This year's flying by so far.
It sure is. It's just incredible. Our last show, though, we met with the founder of Homewell Senior Care franchise, Joshua Hoffman. And Joshua started as a caregiver when he was 19 years old, and he then goes on to start his own company. They started franchising in 2003, and today they have more than 30 offices in 13 states and Canada. We also met with one of their franchisees, New Jersey-based franchisee to Homewell Senior Care, Louis Romano. Thought it was a great show. You and I are both big fans of this industry, aren't we?
Right, definitely. We've been quoting it and reading the statistics for this industry, the growth of it.
Yeah.
Of seniors throughout the country, and we've seen, I've seen a number of, franchise systems. This is definitely a growth area.
Oh, yeah.
In this particular industry.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised. They seem like they're all doing well. It seems like there's room for all of them to grow. Mm-hmm. I was pretty impressed with Joshua at a young age, kind of knowing what he wants to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I was 25 years old, still didn't know what I wanted to do.
It took a long time, did it? It is interesting. Yeah, he has a pretty good location, too. I know you know that area. I didn't realize, by the way, you were born in Englewood. I found that out on the show last week, I think you mentioned.
Right.
But that's a pretty good area for that type of franchise, isn't it? I mean,
well, I think it's one of the most populated counties in the state, Bergen County. It looks like he has a nice location, and looks like Lewis is, the exact franchisee all systems want to have, working hard, following the system, doing all that good stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was a good match. Lewis getting involved with this particular senior care franchise. You have to remember there's a lot of different choices today. There's not just one senior care franchise out there today, as you were mentioning, Don. I don't know how many there are today, whether it's 10 or 15, and I think he probably called just about all of them, but it seemed like he just connected with Joshua, you know what I mean? And that's important, to have that connection with the founders or the franchisor. These are the guys that you're going to be working with frequently, you know what I mean? So you want to make sure that there's that chemistry there. It's just so important. It was interesting when I was listening to the show a couple days ago, Lewis was saying that he was very independent, and I thought that this kind of franchise was a good match for him as well, because again, these guys don't have 33,000 different franchisees like a McDonald's, you know what I mean? So he has the ability to talk to the CEO of the company if he wants to, but it seems like they also give him that flexibility to kind of, not be on his back all the time either, you know what I mean? So I think that was important to him. He needed that. So, and it was interesting. We asked him on the show, too, about why he went the franchise route, because he was working in pharmaceutical marketing. He probably could have started his own business, or he might have even been able to get into this, but he mentioned that he it just wouldn't have happened that fast. It probably would have took a long time to, come up with his own system. So just very interesting. So I thought it was a good show, and again, it's always fun to have the franchisee on the show and get their perspectives, find out what they were doing in their previous life before owning their own business. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but it seems like a lot of people are coming from the pharmaceutical industry. I've noticed a trend over the last couple months in talking to the franchisees. We've had several already that have come from the pharmaceutical industry. That's kind of interesting. You wonder if that's a new trend going on.
Well, just in general, this is probably one of the greatest periods of people who've had to now do something new for a living,
new
industry.
Yeah, a lot of these pharmaceutical companies I know, being in New Jersey, which I guess you could probably declare the pharmaceutical capital of the world. It seems like all the pharmaceutical companies are there. I know a bunch of them laid off their salespeople and marketing people and things like that. So maybe that's where they're coming from, and they're saying, look, I put 10 years into this company and I get my pink slip. Maybe it's time I own my own business, and have more control of my own destiny.
Right.
So, but a good show. I thought it was interesting. We'll keep our eye on them. Again, we're fans of this particular industry. I think it's a great industry to get into. There's plenty of opportunity for all of them. It's not a saturated market, that's for sure.
We've done so many show nows. I think, that was our fifth or sixth?
We actually had a senior care symposium, which means that we had a lot of them up to this point. We usually do symposiums when we have a lot of franchises within a particular category, and they're usually like 3-hour shows. So, yeah, it was a while, but that was probably like our fourth or fifth up to this point, you know. So, again, you do your homework. For the franchisee, you know, you find the one that's the best match for you. You know, look for that chemistry there and see if you'll get along with the founders. I think that's important. So, yeah, we got a good show today, too. Today's an interesting show, isn't it?
Definitely. We have a franchise called LED Source Franchise. Marcel Fairbairn will be coming on shortly, so we look forward to hearing about this franchise. Obviously, we've never had this type of business or franchise on, so I'm looking forward to seeing how this became a business and a franchise and how they're helping people and businesses around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And it says here down there, the first and only franchisor of LED lighting, leveraging its huge buying discounts to provide discount pricing and cost savings. This should be interesting. This is definitely new for our category and our library of like 170 shows up to this point, you know. So it's always fun to have a new category on the show as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, absolutely. And I know you had some interesting topics. Next week we have, by the way, Schlotzky's, and we're going to be posting the upcoming shows May. It's hard to say that already. We have shows booked for May, and I think actually in June as well. So we've got a pretty full schedule. We have some sushi franchises. Again, we have Schlotzky's next week. So I know we're looking forward to that. So there might be some shows that we get pretty hungry. So, have some food with it. Yeah. Do you like sushi? You don't eat sushi, do you?
I'm not a fan. My wife's a big fan.
Yeah, we are too.
But sushi's obviously very popular. I guess if a person can make it into a franchise, I guess it's... You know,
I've seen a couple of them now too. I mean, were you surprised when you saw your first sushi franchise? I mean, I was a little surprised. I think the first sushi franchise I ever saw, they were called Monster Sushi, and you wouldn't remember this, but when we first started Franchise Interviews, we started off as a newsletter. We actually interviewed them for our newsletter, and just amazing that you can franchise that concept. But you know, you can almost franchise anything today, I guess, can't you?
Interesting. Look forward to having them on and hearing their story.
Absolutely.
This is something, Marty, through Forbes.com. Four questions to ask yourself before starting a business by Emma Johnson.
Mm.
It starts out, not so fast, Martha Stewart. Okay, you're special. You are talented, one of the best at what you do, but that doesn't mean that you're equipped to run your own business, even one within a field or industry you've been working in or following for years.
Wow, that's a powerful... opening, Don. You know, I love these articles that you bring to the table because, you know, first of all, they always have those numbers, don't they? There's like 10 tips to do this or, you know, eight rules for this. But just to mention a couple things, if you our last couple of shows, if you listen to, a lot of the founders, they're experts in their areas, you know. So like last week's show, the founder was an expert in senior care. And then a couple weeks ago, we had an expert in taxes. You know, but when these guys got into franchising and things like that, it was a totally different animal, you know. So, yeah, absolutely.
It says, to wit, 627,000 new businesses opened in the U.S. in 2008. The same year, 595,000 businesses shuttered and over 43,000 filed for bankruptcy, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration. Likewise, 30% of small businesses fail within the first 2 years. And a half closed shop within 5 years, according to the SBA. I mean, we know all those numbers that starting up, a business, especially non-franchise, it's going to be tough going the first few years. The fact of the matter is that too many people launch their own companies for all the wrong reasons and without the tools it takes to succeed. Before handing in your notice and signing a lease on an office, it's imperative you take a hard look at yourself and in the salaried eye and ask yourself a few critical questions that could mean the difference between fulfilling life as your own boss and speed dialing a bankruptcy lawyer. One, ask yourself, am I a business person? A successful small business requires three experts, a technician or inventor, a salesperson or promoter, and a manager. If you are not capable of finessing all three, then you better be ready to put your ego, any control issues aside, and delegate to others who can take over various parts of the business. Let's say, for example, you've got a great eye for art or framing. That's nice for your home, but it's simply not enough to grow a successful gallery or frame shop. Are you up for the marketing, advertising, customer service this enterprise requires? What about managing staff, accounting, and vendor negotiations? You know, you start reading this, and you're like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's scary.
Which
I think is more the reason, you know, I mean, obviously we have a franchise show. We're very pro-franchise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of this stuff can be done for you. If you're not the greatest salesperson or have a marketing plan, hey, the franchise has laid it out, been successful the rest of the country on how to, you know, on how to do something like that and how to manage your employees and go through training. And, you know, but this is a good thing to think about in general. Am I a business person?
Yeah, we've been talking so much about this lately, you know, and I think the word, Don, is assessment, you know, and I think that's where a lot of the franchise brokers, I think, have done a very good job. You know, they help the prospective franchisee ask questions that they never would think of in a million years, you know. What am I good at? What am I not so good at? To ask those deep questions and find the business that's the best match for you. The first couple paragraphs that you read, I mean, it just makes me think of so many different things. I think of Michael Gerber, you know, talking about the manager, the technician, and things like that.
Right.
I think of Scott Shane, you know, talking about in his recent book about, you know, the role that genetics actually plays in entrepreneurship, which is a very deep show. You have to listen to it like the five times sometimes to get hold of it. But there was one section in the book about a girl. She wanted to be a manager. Her whole life, she just wanted to be a manager and a leader. And no matter what she did, she just was never very good at it, you know, where her best friend was a natural leader, and, you know, never studied anything, never took any courses on leadership or management. So sometimes genetics does play a part in what we're good at and what we're not so good at, you know, so it's not always in our control. So kind of interesting.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
interesting topics.
Next, am I organized and disciplined? While successful entrepreneurs often have innate business instincts, they are also highly regimented and organized. Few successful business owners simply jump to the teeming waters of small enterprise and float based on their exuberant confidence in an idea. Instead, they seek advice from legal, financial, and business experts, conduct market research, and formulate a detailed, flexible plan of attack. So are you willing to, you know, do those things as you launch a business?
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. And you know, being a business owner all these years, you know, about, you know, the importance of being organized and things like that. And, you know, and you're not great at all the different areas of business. You know, I mean, there's certain areas that you probably just don't like to do, you know, so you delegate those projects to your people, you know what I mean, or your accountants or whoever it may be, you know. So, that's very important as well. So interesting.
Next, am I willing to forego a life outside of work? Visions of self-employment include leisurely midday tennis games and extended family vacations. Think again. Launching a startup often means round-the-clock hours for years. Sure, you might have more flexibility to slip out to a parent-teacher conference or run to the gym between meetings, but expect to invest a lot of hours in your business than you would in a typical job. So you have to be ready for that. And am I resilient?
Yeah.
Experts have found that the ability to overcome failure is a key indicator of whether a small business owner will be successful. Take a look at your professional and personal history of adversity. How did you cope? Did you systematically analyze what went wrong, learn how to prevent future missteps, and make yourself stronger? Or did you give up and seek out something completely different with your tail between your legs? You also must have the ability to live with yourself if your failure affects other people. A business blunder can mean disappointed investors, employees, and family. So, you know, a lot of these things you got to take a look at before you're starting up a business.
Wow, this is a great article. You know, I mean, it brings in all those topics that we discuss on our show. I think, in fact, we even mentioned it last week. We were talking about the importance of family support, you know, having that support from your husband, your wife, you know, whoever it may be. You need that. I think that's very important. That's great points.
Here's something, Marty, through Franchising World magazine, Chris Loudermilk. Attracting veterans to your franchise can be one of the best things you can do for your business. Attracting veterans to a franchising company not only pulls from one of America's best talent pool, it also helps brand your franchising company as military-friendly. This can have a great impact on franchise sales, corporate in-house recruitment, in-store sales. Two-thirds of Americans polled said they would prefer to do business with a veteran-owned business. One unplanned outcome from our VetFran program we experienced at the was finding great employees for our franchisees. Why veterans, it says? According to many recent surveys, veterans own one out of every seven small businesses in the U.S.
Wow.
Interesting statistic. Veteran owns one out of every seven small business in the U.S. That equals about 3.3 million.
I've never seen that, stat before. I mean, does that, you know, fascinate you? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Wow.
The market to recruit these veterans is better than ever, as an estimated 250,000 men and women transition out of the military every year. The U.S. military is not only one of the biggest refreshing talent pools, but arguably the source of some of the best talent in the marketplace, too. Many veterans are disciplined, passionate, and have an ingrained trait to follow systems. We've gone through this before in the past, but I wanted to bring up this article again.
You know, I'm glad you brought it up. You know, and I actually, you know, I have experience with this now, you know, and teaching for Kaplan University, I have a lot of students because Kaplan's an online university. We have, you know, traditional schools as well, but a lot of our students go to school online. I've worked with, probably hundreds of students in the military, and I got to say the one thing that I've noticed is their ability to follow rules, instructions. They're very disciplined. So I can see why this article is actually saying that, because I've noticed it myself firsthand, you know. So
Right. Pretty
interesting. I've always thought that veterans or those that have served in the military would make great franchisees. I haven't proven it yet. You know, there's not too many studies out there that show that, but it's a fascinating topic. I would like to have at some point, I would like to have VetFran on the show. I know you and I have been talking
Right. About
that for some time now. And VetFran, I think they're up to like about 400 different systems that offer discounts to military.
And it's one of the International Franchise Association's most successful programs. The
is
SBA,
it really? Wow.
The SBA has their Patriot Express program for veterans.
Mm.
They make it easier to get financing.
Right.
So they have a program in place. And this is... As franchise systems are looking to grow, we've talked about the increase in women-owned businesses, you know, younger entrepreneurs, younger people, even in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
getting into franchising. I mean, there's so many downsized people. What's nice about franchising, it's really across the board. There's so many franchising concepts, so many different investment sizes. There's really something, you know, for everybody, no matter what age, gender, military or not.
Right.
You know, whatever your background is, that's what's interesting about franchising. But then you got to make sure you're making the right decision and speaking to experts, speak to a franchise consultant.
Mm-hmm.
This next thing Marty called about franchising in the Franchise Opportunities Guide, also put out by the IFA, key legal questions to ask. This is important to go over. We've always been a big proponent to have a franchise attorney.
Right.
Personal liability and obligations of franchisee and family members. What entities and or individuals will be responsible for performance of various obligations under the contract? If the franchisee is a corporation, will a personal guarantee be required? And if so, what obligations are covered? If the franchisee will execute the contract as an individual, does he or she have the right to assign the franchise to a corporation that he or she owns?
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's just a lot of legal questions come up with the franchise disclosure document, the franchise agreement. You know, this is part of the whole process, obviously, get involved in the business. But this article, which we might not be able to finish today, but has a lot of key questions that you really have to find out before.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, as you were mentioning that, assigning the franchise even to somebody else, you know, I mean, the gentleman that was on our show last week, he got into that system. With the intention, by the way, I think he mentioned of passing it on to his kids one day, you know, so he'll run this thing, he'll build up the business, you know, maybe 10, 20 years, and then he's going to pass it on to his children, you know, so
Right. How
does that work? Can you just do that, or, you know, are there other legalities involved? So these are things that you do have to ask yourself. Looking 10, 15 years, sometimes we can't look that far down the road, you know what I mean, but what happens
Right. When
it comes to that point? Exit strategies, you know, how do you get out of these things sometimes?
Right.
These are questions that people, not as they never ask, a lot of people don't ask in the beginning, you know, they just don't think about it, you know, they just...
Now this is important, location and marketing area. If the business is location sensitive, has the location been selected? If not, who is responsible for site selection? Is the grant of franchises contingent upon the franchisee being able to obtain and maintain a lease for the selected location? Does the franchisee have a right to relocate in the event of lease expiration, for example, poor business results, or if the location relocation a matter of the franchisor's then current policy? Some type of territorial exclusivity included in the contract are critical to the business. If so, what's the exact nature of an exclusivity or protection granted? That's important.
Yeah, I think what we should cover that article next week as well, Don, because it sounds like there's more in it, you know. And it's such an important topic too. One of the things too, you know, before we go to break, I see Marcel has called in. Is you can incorporate these legal fees into your business loan, can't you? I mean, you know, a lot of people, I think they might say they can't afford a franchise attorney, and you just take those costs and you just incorporate it into the business loan. So, I mean, that's something that you can do as well, you know. But I think it's a must before you get into any system, you know, just to protect yourself, of course, you know. So why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll bring Marcel in, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the president of LED Source Franchise Opportunity, Marcel Fairbairn. And LED Source launched a franchise program and gained the recognition of becoming North America's first and only franchisor of LED lighting. Hi, Marcel. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Marcel. Marcel, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Marcel.
Yeah, Marcel, thanks for coming on. Good morning. Looking forward to hearing about this interesting, unique franchise.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about it.
Thanks.
It's funny. I just heard your ad on Big Mouth Advertising.
Oh, you did?
At breakfast the other day in a bagel restaurant here in Wellington, Florida, I ran into the CEO, Ron.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Kaminsky.
What a small world. Oh, my
yeah.
God, it is.
And, you know, I was talking with one of my employees concerning franchising, and he overheard. And,
oh, that
you know,
is
next,
so funny.
Next thing you know, we're comparing notes. So.
Wow. That's
yeah.
a great story, isn't it, Don?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
World, yeah.
Wow. Marcel, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I am at the LED Source headquarters in sunny West Palm Beach, Florida.
Nice. How's the weather down there today, Marcel?
It's not so sunny.
It's not.
It's a little bit rainy in sunny West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
yeah.
So what were you doing before joining LED Source? I know you have an interesting background.
Yeah, well, I started out long, long ago as a musician.
Yeah.
And for the past 20 years or so, my experience has been in the entertainment and architectural lighting markets. And... Sorry, I'm getting over a cold here.
Oh, it's okay.
I moved to the United States from Canada in 91,
wow.
And since that time, I've been an executive with a few of the large concert lighting manufacturers.
Wow.
And then in 2002, I founded our other business, GearSource.com,
mm-hmm.
which is widely known as sort of the eBay of the production world.
Right.
Selling all sorts of lighting, staging, sound, video equipment used in concerts and television and theater and stuff. So that's
the
kind of, yeah, exactly.
Talk about LED. When the company started, when you began franchising, Marcel?
Well, in 2002, around the time I started GearSource.com, I owned another LED lighting business called AVR. And we were the U.S. branch of a European-led European LED manufacturer. In fact, AVR is where I met my partner Gavin Cooper, who's also the GM of LED Source. And AVR sort of progressed and then spun into what eventually became LED Source in the summer of 2005. So. It's a very, very young industry, LED lighting, and it's odd that a five-year-old company like ours really is a veteran of the industry. And now we're pretty excited to be the first and only franchisor in the industry as well.
Interesting. So for people listening, tell our audience how the franchise makes money. I mean, who are the clients?
Well, you know, really, we're franchising the most exciting and fastest growing segment of our business, which is retrofit LED lighting. And retrofit meaning you're exchanging existing or general lighting fixtures with LEDs has really only been around for about 2 years. So the market's in its infancy. And we have very deep relationships with all of the best LED manufacturers in the world, Cree, Philips, Toshiba, Lemnis Lighting, EcoSense, and a few others. And you know, our franchisees will benefit from our established pricing, our wealth of knowledge in the market and the industry, and concerning products especially, because there is a lot of different levels of LED quality out there, and you know, plus a proven success system.
Wow.
You know,
and that's fantastic, Marcel. You mentioned something about relationships, you know, and that's something, you know, that Don and I have been mentioning to our listeners, you know, for the last 3.5 years. Is you're not always just like getting a brand name. What you're also getting is those relationships that you guys have already set up with Toshiba. I mean, those relationships take a long time. Any relationship takes a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just getting into your own business and then you say you want to instantaneously have a relationship with Toshiba, that just doesn't happen, you know.
And really, even more so in this market, because there's so many of these good old boy kind of networks and relationships. And if you step into the LED business now, you would probably be, you would be left to some inferior brands.
Exactly.
And an inferior product, which, you know, is going to make the sale even harder. So, you know, we do walk in with a pretty exciting package of product in the LED source brand. So
that's great. How has technology played a role in this business, Marcel? It's one of the new questions we've been asking on the show.
Yeah, I mean, really in our business, probably without technology, we wouldn't have a business.
Right.
In reality, what we're selling is we're selling a better mousetrap. The fact is the incandescent light bulb was invented in the mid-1800s and really hasn't changed much.
Right.
It's inefficient. It's very hot. It needs to be replaced very often. So, you know, recently the government and manufacturers have said CFL is the answer, and CFL really isn't the answer, because CFL being compact fluorescent, the light color and the look of the light is unpleasant. It's not dimmable, and there's all sorts of environmental challenges. So the LED is almost the perfect light source, and I say almost only because of the initial cost, but even that's dropping. And plus, in most applications, we can show a payback in less than 2 years.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So,
about the industry? Yeah, how about the industry, Marcel? I mean, the industry's got to be enormous, I imagine.
It's really difficult to say, because experts have said that the LED lighting industry was $5 billion in 2008,
right,
and should be a little over $15 billion in 2013. But it's possible that it's much larger, because new applications for LED are coming up every day. And a good example are the new street lights and parking lot lights, and now even high bay warehouse lights, which are going, you know, 30 feet up in the air or 40 feet up in the air and replacing 400 watt metal halides with 60 or 100 watt LEDs. And, you know, a couple of years ago, people, you know, never would have dreamed that an LED was capable of putting out that much light. They think of an LED as that little thing on their phone. And so it's remarkable. And literally every week we probably see a new LED fixture that answers another question.
Wow.
So
that's fascinating.
It's definitely growing, though. The market is growing very rapidly.
That's great.
How big is the industry? Is there any numbers at all?
Well, like I said, the numbers that have been given to me are $5 billion in 2008. It's expected to be $15 billion in 2013, but I've seen that number as high as $25 billion by 2013. You know, there are laws going into effect over the next several years where the incandescent bulb is being phased out, which leaves homeowners and business owners scurrying to find replacements for that technology. And again, compact fluorescent is the least expensive replacement, and it does provide some benefit as far as electrical savings are concerned, but you don't get near the life as you do with an LED, and long term the environmental impact is huge because of harmful mercury and all sorts of issues.
So the advantages for a franchisee owning this business, I mean, seems to be low overhead. I mean, this is not like they're required to have a storefront. It's a mobile business. They're in a unique industry. It seems like there's plenty of business out there. What are about five or six of the top selling points for a franchisee to own this franchise, Marcel?
Well, just to correct you a little bit, we do actually require a storefront. It's not actually a storefront. It's a light industrial location. which you know, if you've paid any attention to real estate lately, they're quite inexpensive. So they will have a physical location unless they get into a new franchise that we're just beginning to offer, which we're calling LED Light, L-I-T-E, which will get you into business for less than $20,000. And you will be kind of that mobile guy who doesn't really keep a lot of inventory, doesn't have a physical location, or may have a physical location, but a small one.
Right.
And but some of the advantages of owning an LED source office or franchise would be our history in the industry. Again, we have been in the LED business for about 8 or 9 years now, we being myself and my partners in the company. And we have, you know, in those 8 or 9 years, more knowledge than most people in the LED business, because the entire industry really is only about 10 years old. And the section that we're talking about is only about 2 years old. So we do have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience in the industry. We do have very strong buying power, also because of our history in the business.
Right.
And very strong training. You know, really, in most cases, we can teach a franchisee to hit the ground running.
Right. And I guess how to market and advertise. I guess, yeah, obviously,
right,
with your system, you have
absolutely
cover. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It really is, you know, a complete package, including accounting. You know, we've got a very high-end back office system called NetSuite, which we've been working with for about 5 years. And it's entirely cloud-based, so you can run your business from the beach in Hawaii or from, you know, an office. And we not only train them to use this NetSuite system, we can actually log into their software from anywhere and assist them through a problem. You know, find a missing account number or any sort of an issue that a new franchisee might have. He doesn't just call the software company, he calls us, and we can walk him through the situation.
That's great. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since getting involved in this?
I'd say it's a toss-up between two pretty incredible events. First, the invention of white LED lighting. Until that time, a couple of years ago, only colored or RGB LEDs were being sold, and usually only into the entertainment or architecture markets.
Right.
And then as technology progressed a couple of years ago, white LEDs became a reality. And wow, I mean, everything changed. That opens all sorts of doors for us and for our franchisees. And so that was huge. And then the other most interesting thing that has happened to me has been my education in this franchise world. You know, I now find myself thinking much bigger, and I'm always on the lookout for new franchise opportunities.
Sure.
You know, so don't sit still too long, because I'll figure out a way to franchise your business. And,
which is the entrepreneur in you, I guess.
Well, yeah, so, well, yeah, I've been an entrepreneur since I was about 10, so... and a side result of our shift into the franchise world has been that we're now finding ourselves doing business with other franchise businesses, including Subway and Pizza Fusion and a new small one called Pyro Grill, and, you know, just basically leading them into the cost savings benefits of LED lighting and adding to their franchisees' bottom line.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So,
that's great. Marcel, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. As we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Marcel Fairbank, who is the president of LED Source Franchise Opportunity. And LED Source launched a franchise program and gained the recognition of becoming North America's first and only franchisor of LED lighting. And Don, I think you're up.
Marcel, you know, we talked briefly of training for new franchisees. Maybe, you know, talk about that a little bit, your process for when you have a new franchisee.
Well, depending on the franchise type, we're typically looking at roughly 1 to 2 weeks in our location,
okay.
Then another 1 to 2 weeks in the franchisee's location, where we'll do everything from helping him prepare for the opening to helping him, you know, get his location ready, make sure everything looks great and is set up properly. And, you know, we're also very interested in providing ongoing supplemental training, new product training, new systems, new methods of selling, which we'll discuss on conference calls, webinars, email, et cetera. I'm big on the idea of constant learning. So whenever we learn something in a deal, we'll instantly pass that through our system. You know, if we or one of our franchisees lands a national account, like a Starbucks, for example, and they'll explain to us how they went about it, which door they got into, who they met, how they showed the return on investment to the people there, and we'll pass that information through to our other franchisees.
Yeah, I think that's great too, Marcel, is sharing of best practices, and I think sometimes you only get that in franchising as well, because I think a lot of, you know, most cases franchisees are willing to share those best practices.
Absolutely.
And that Subway account or Starbucks, as you said. You know?
Well, and to be honest, it's one of the things that you know, I get asked the question constantly, why would I buy an LED source franchise instead of just starting an LED company on my own? And really, that's one of the biggest things, is that you're part of something. You're part of, you know, this established business who already knows how to do this. You know, before we ever got into franchising, we ran a very successful single unit business here in West Palm Beach, Florida, that was very profitable. And, you know, so we know how to do this, and we're just teaching them how to do the same thing.
Interesting.
When you have new prospects now, Marcel, are there any types of characteristics you're looking for in a new franchisee, something you want them to have being in this business?
Yeah, we want them to have a lot of money. I'm just kidding. In fact, probably the most important characteristic to us is that they get it. Some people really just don't get the need for LED or for change in something so simple as lighting.
Right.
And, you know, we don't need a person who's ultra green or who's trying to make a career out of saving the planet. We want someone who understands the benefits and cost savings of LED and is able to communicate that information to primarily commercial clients in their own areas or in their own space. To be successful, you know, you really want to create a network of these commercial contacts, since currently 98% of our business is commercial. Hotels, office buildings, car dealerships, hospitals, retail stores. We've also worked with HOAs, homeowner associations. Speaking of HOAs, just yesterday we closed a deal here in South Florida with a pretty high-profile waterfront community, replacing all of their street lighting and landscape lighting. And the great thing about lighting is it's everywhere. So,
right.
You know, where there's a light, there's a retrofit opportunity for one of our franchisees.
True.
So if you come into an LED source franchise with that commercial network already in place, you'll probably hit the ground running.
Interesting. What will a typical day be like for an LED source franchisee, Marcel, if there is such a thing?
Well, you know, I would say typically a franchisee is going to arrive at the office sometime between 8 and 9 o'clock. He'll do a little bit of administrative work or bookkeeping. You know, it depends on how far down the line you are in the franchise, too, because in the beginning you're going to do everything yourself. But
right.
But 6-8 months down the road, you're going to have a bookkeeper and inside people, so you may not even go to the office. Because the most important thing is to hit the road, and the more people you get in front of, the more quickly success is going to come. And another thing they'll spend time on is networking or LED introduction sort of events like lunch and learns, you know, basically any educational sort of little mini seminar that you could do either in your own office or in the client's location or in a restaurant or whatever. Because, you know, an interesting thing about LED is that everybody's heard of it, but nobody really knows how great it looks or how big the savings are or, you know, what the real benefits are until you actually get in there and show them. So, you know, we also do a lot of mock-ups where it's usually as simple as unscrewing a couple of light bulbs and screwing in some LEDs and just seeing the client stand there going, wow, that thing's only 6 watts or 7 watts. So, you know, it's really, they're spending their time out in the field.
It's important.
It seems like the franchisee has a lot of selling points selling this product.
Right.
It almost seems like it's a no-brainer.
Well, it really, you know, I hate to say it's a no-brainer because that'll obviously take away some of our value. But, you know, if you can sit in front of especially a commercial client and you can spend a few minutes going through the benefits, it really is a no-brainer as long as they have the capital to put out, you know, because still they're collecting the money back over approximately a two-year period. And then after that, you're looking at savings. Well, as an example, on a recent transaction we did, they got a payback of 1.4 years on the lighting. This was at a furniture store. They got a payback in 1.4 years. And the light was approximately $85 per light, and over the life of the lamp, they were getting $891 in return. So out of an $85 investment, you were getting roughly $900 back over the life of the lamp. And that's not even taking into consideration things like cost savings on air conditioning, because LEDs don't put out any heat.
Right.
You know, really, we're just looking at the hardcore electrical savings from the lamp itself. And sometimes we calculate in labor. We actually we have a branded new calculator being built for iPhones right now that's called the Lampinator. And it will only be available to our franchisees and to our own internal salespeople. When they're on a job site, they can just dial in what your location is, because it'll automatically pull up all the tax benefits, rebates, etc. And then you'll put in information like what lighting you're replacing, what's the existing lighting, and then what you're replacing it with. And this little handy iPhone app will then just basically show you what your payback time is, what your total cost savings is. We may even get as far as getting into the carbon savings. So, you know, it really is a bit of a no-brainer, but there is still that initial kick financially.
Right.
And, you know, we've even worked some things out there where we've got some really interesting financing available that is paid for using a part of the energy savings. So if you're going to save $10,000 a month on energy, $5,000 or $7,500 of that might go towards paying for the lights until they're paid for. But you still get a savings. Right out of the gate, you pay nothing and you get a savings. So it makes selling pretty easy.
That's great. And the majority of our listeners, Marcel, are, we call them aspiring, let's say, franchisepreneurs, you know, looking to buy a franchise. What advice would you give to them in their quest in looking for a franchise opportunity? Because there's so many out there today.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that you can rise even higher when starting a franchise or any business in a down economy such as the one that we're currently sitting in. You know, I don't think waiting is the answer. I think, you know, jumping in sooner obviously gives you additional benefit over people, you know, 2 years from now jumping in. And, you know, for me, becoming an entrepreneur was really natural. In fact, even when I was an employee, I was an entrepreneur, and it was hard, but I always tried to take chances, knowing that failing could mean that I lose my job.
Right.
But in 17 years, you know, I never managed to lose a job, and I made a lot of people a lot of money. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, one thing I never had was the guidance of a proven system.
Right.
And, you know, I've always said that you should take risks but wear a life jacket. And I think a franchise system provides that life jacket to any entrepreneur getting into a new business.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I like how you said, you know, that's a wait. It seems like what we're hearing, Marcel, Don, and I from the franchise community is a lot of people, as you say, they are waiting. They're waiting for the economy to get better, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, we think that it is probably one of the best times to actually get into it. You know, it's like
right.
buying stock, you know, buy
well. And the billionaires, you know, have increased their wealth more quickly in the last 2 years than they
True.
Did prior. So,
exactly.
You know, now is the time when smart people make their money.
Exactly.
In an up market, anybody can make money, which means you have a lot of competitors.
It's so true, yeah. No, I think that's great advice. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Marcel? Is there any websites they can go to?
Yeah, you can go to our website, ledsource.com,
okay.
And there's a franchising tab on our website, including the application that you can fill out and send in. A listener could call me directly, 561-296-9559, and I'd be happy to answer questions.
Fantastic. I want to thank you again, Marcel. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd like to have you come back next year and talk about your growth and all that other fun stuff.
I'd love to.
Thanks
thank
so
you
much,
guys.
Marcel.
Marcel,
have a great
job.
Day.
Have a great
right.
day.
Bye-bye.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah, interesting business.
Definitely
like
a different concept, you know, for us, you know. But he brought up a lot of great points, you know. I mean, not only about their opportunity, but just even about franchising, you know. I mean, talking about the power of relationships, the power of sharing best practices. I mean, all those wonderful things, you know. So,
right.
Great guest, you know.
Entrepreneur from a young age. And,
yeah, you can tell, you know, just listening to him, you know. So
he's the guy that helped build franchising, coming up with these unique ideas, franchising it, get people into business. It's all very interesting.
Yeah, and I see where you were coming from when you were asking about, you know, like a no-brainer. You know, I mean, it seems like it's a fairly easy concept to sell, isn't it? You know, I mean,
right.
You know, again, if somebody has the money, it does become a no-brainer, I think. You know, so I don't think you have to be this excellent salesperson to sell the concept, you know.
Good point.
But, yeah, so pretty interesting. So next week we have Schlotzky's, and great job on segment one, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening.